Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, Sean Hannity show. We need a little fun on a Friday. We just do. These are tough days. Anyway, 46 days till Election Day. Best election coverage available on your radio dial. I don't even know. I'm kind of torn on admitting this publicly, but it's true. So I always tell my audience the truth. But I happen to be really, really good friends with Stephen A. And my son is a sports nut, loves sports. I mean, Saturday, Sunday, I can't get in touch with my son unless I'm writing him about football, because that's his entire life is devoted to college and pro football. And anyway, so one day I was with my son, and he didn't know that we were close friends. And I said, yeah, I could call him right now. He said, no way. Now, I don't think my son's ever watched or listened to my shows, but he watches every show that Stephen A. does and every show he's ever did. And the good news about Stephen A. is he's got a brand new podcast he's starting, which I think is such a great idea for him. He's so loved by everybody. And it's called No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Now, you spell no, K-N-O-W, which is pretty interesting to me. Now, here's the lineup of distinguished guests. Snoop Dogg is going to be on. LL Cool J is going to be on. Sue Bird is going to be on. Chris Cuomo is going to be on. And guess who else is going to be on this podcast? Yours truly. And this is going to destroy the podcast and destroy Stephen A.'s credibility with his own. What are we friends with that guy Hannity for? But I'm proud to call him my friend. He's one of the most gifted, talented broadcasters I've ever met. He's a dear, dear friend. I'm proud of all of his success, happy for all of his success. Stephen A., are you sure you don't want to bail on this? It might just kill your entire podcast.
I love how you try to paint it like it's dangerous for you to be talking to me. No, it's dangerous for me to be talking to you. Let's get that right now. The danger is all mine. Nobody's going to bother you. They're going to bother me, especially folks in the black community, but I don't care. It's not fair, and I don't pay attention to that nonsense.
Can I just say something? Why would people be upset when you have two people? We agree on some things. We disagree on other things. You've been on this show many times. You've been on TV with me.
Yes. And disagreeing with you and trying to...
And disagree.
But you still won't listen. You still won't listen, but
I won't listen, but I'll hear you out, but you're not going to change my mind. There's a difference. I definitely want to hear. Well, first, number one, your success on ESPN is unprecedented. I mean, the show is a phenomenal show. You are a phenomenal broadcaster. I'm always interested in what you have to say. I love your fights with like Mad Dog Russo and some other people. It's just a lot of fun to watch, and I love sports, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know sports. But
not like you do, know.
You don't know it, but you do love to watch it. There's no question. And shockingly to your listeners, let me tell you something. I have changed your mind on a couple of times, but we won't get into that today. At the end of the day, though, I really appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much, man. And I have been very blessed and fortunate to really succeed at ESPN. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but in fairness and credit to you, you've always been supportive of me, even when you've disagreed with me from time to time. So I've always appreciated that.
I will send you notes occasionally because I know that there are people, for whatever reason, you know, the talk police out there that can't stand a different opinion. I have never one time, Stephen A., supported a boycott or a firing of somebody because of what they said on the air. And I never will. Because that, you know, people in life, we're shooting by the hip. There's not one word that I've said in this interview that I thought about beforehand. It's just a conversation with two friends. We're on the air. Sometimes you may slip up and say something. Whoops, you didn't quite come out the way you wanted it to come out.
Right.
And everybody's there, you know, oh, fire him, get rid of this. What if the person said something and thought about it later and they regret it and they apologize?
You and I have talked about that, and I've agreed with you for the most part. I just understand where it comes from in this day and age. So what happens is, especially in the world of sports, we'll use that as an example for the content, for the purposes of this conversation. When you have advertisers and sponsors who bolt and ultimately threaten to dramatically affect your bottom line, then if you're a business, sometimes that leaves you with no choice. So when it comes to something like that, I understand it. My problem is especially, and you and I have this in common, especially when it comes to people in this business, in our business, the willingness to pounce on somebody and be unforgiving for whatever it is that they said that you may disagree with and what have you, and do you think their career should end? I'm like, wait a minute. We're in a business. We understand you're speaking live. You're speaking off the cuff and extemporaneously. Stuff comes with it, and sometimes you may say something that you regret. And so to me, America's supposed to be the land of second chances in that regard. And that's where you and I are aligned in our thinking, especially when it comes to people in this business. They have no excuse for being so unforgiving about folks speaking, mistakenly speaking or uttering a word or a sentence or whatever the case may be.
You know, I love sports. One thing I don't like about sports is when politics gets into sports. Mm-hmm. Like this, I don't want to rehash the history of Colin Kaepernick and all that.
Right.
I don't think it's good for sports, and I'll tell you why. One of the coolest things is when you go to a football game, you go to a basketball game, you go to a baseball game, whatever the event happens to be. And what happens? You have people of all socioeconomic backgrounds, all races, and they're there usually with a shared passion, a home team, the sport that they all love. How many times have you been in the stands, Stephen A., and you find yourself high-fiving a stranger or buying a stranger a beer or sharing your popcorn with people? I mean, right. That's the atmosphere when you're at a sports stadium. The last thing we need to interject is, do you like Donald Trump or not like Donald Trump? Do you want to stand for the national anthem or not stand for the national anthem? It bothers me when politics intersects with sports.
Well, first of all, a couple of things. Number one, you bother a lot of people, so get over it. They're going to bother you with some things. So you got to get over that, because you bother people all the time. That's number one. Number two, you and I, and in your defense, you and the great one, Mark Levin, y'all have both disagreed with me on this. Let's take the Kaepernick situation into consideration. Kaepernick took a position. His position was to kneel before tip-off time during the national anthem. It did not interfere with the game. It did not violate his rights as an American citizen. It did not impede anybody's ability to enjoy the 60 minutes of football they came to watch. It did not violate any NFL bylaws. So at the end of the day, you're seeing something you don't like for a few seconds from an American citizen that had every right to do what he did, even if you disagree with it. That did not interfere with the game. Now, if he was taking the knee on the football field, when he was supposed to be taking the snap and dropping back to pass, we got a different problem. If he's taking the knee and it's interrupting the play and what people came to watch, that's a different animal. But for him to do something just because you don't like it, doesn't mean that it ruins the experience.
Forget it. Let's take me out of the equation here.
Sure.
Look at what it did to the sport. It hurt the sport of football. It all those people with all those diverse backgrounds in that crowd. Right. It divided it's the greatest opportunity to unite people, and instead people are united. You got one group of fans over here clapping, one group of fans over here booing. Now, instead of the high-fiving, the buying the beer, and sharing the popcorn, you know, now you've taken a moment where people can put aside differences and find a common passion, and you're ruining it with politics. It's not the time and place for it.
Well, wait a minute.
I believe in freedom. Right. He's free to do it. The NFL is free to make their rules.
Right.
But I think it's a bad idea.
Well, wait a minute. But the people tell us that, Sean. The people tell us that when the ratings dropped and the audiences dipped for NFL games, fine. Then you saw people modifying their thinking. But when they saw that ultimately they could lock arms with one another and what have you, what happens is people return to the games.
Listen, they really only returned towards the end of last year, and this year has been their best ratings year in like 10 years. So the drop was significant. And my argument back to you is, yeah, Colin Kaepernick, I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. I also believe the NFL as an organization has their own rules and regulations. That's up to them. But is it a good business plan? No. And is it ruining an opportunity for people with such diverse backgrounds to share their passion together? I think it's just not the time and place for it.
But the reality is, Sean, people are not going to always be aligned. You epitomize that every day.
I do.
To tens of millions of people who agree with you. I know tens of millions of people who disagree with you. They're not aligned.
They're all your friends.
They wouldn't talk to you. They wouldn't want to be interviewed by you. They wouldn't want to interview you. They wouldn't want to talk to you. They wouldn't want to have a drink with you.
You're sending me home for the weekend with a self-esteem problem. Go ahead.
It's not a self-esteem problem. The point is, it happens, but ultimately America becomes better because in the end, you know what you learn to appreciate? A, the fact that you have the license to disagree and you can still move forward. What we got to do as a society is encourage folks that it's okay to disagree without being so damn disagreeable.
I'll tell you what I do love. Here's a cool moment at the end of every football game, usually, if they show it. Sometimes they show it, sometimes they don't. Right. You'll have people from both teams and sometimes even the refs at the end of a hard-hitting game. You know, football players are gladiators. I mean, the average career of a football player is, what, 3.5 years?
Yes.
Most people are not playing in the NFL they're not playing as long as Tom Brady, who's just phenomenal to watch. What a great storyline for all of us that love sports. But here's the thing. At the end of that game, they form a circle, and they get arm-in-arm, and both teams together, coaches together included, sometimes the refs included, after they've tried to beat each other's brains out on the field. Right. And they pray together, thankful for the opportunity to have the jobs that they have and perform in front of such large crowds. And then, you know, shake hands, high five, give each other a hug, and go to their respective locker rooms. That's cool.
Allow the sports expert to retort. That is not every player.
Nope.
The fact of the matter is there's plenty of players who don't lock on and take a knee and share in the prayer. Because they don't like each other. They didn't get in a fight. They didn't commit criminal acts against one another. But they don't lock arms with one another.
By the way, I love fighting in sports. I've been a hockey player my whole life.
Yeah,
and hockey must never get rid of fight. I love the fight that broke out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last weekend.
Right. I'm only telling you, you just made your own point. You pointed out how some come together. I pointed out how not all come together.
But it's not politics. God isn't really politics. There's a big difference, I think. Here's the thinking of people, the half of people in a stadium, if you take a knee during the national anthem. How many people fought, bled, died, lost their limbs, were disfigured fighting under that flag out of respect for them? You can have your political disagreements. You could speak out loudly. NFL players usually have a pretty big platform outside of the game. And they can certainly use that platform to raise money and make things better in the cities they live in.
Sean Hannity, I'm your buddy. What? So let me tell you something. I'm going to stop you right there, okay? Yes, you do have people who do that. And it shouldn't be politicized, fair enough. But you also have people who don't believe it was politics at all. They believe it was real life issues being being, you know, confronted, that was confronting a disenfranchised community for many, many years. They don't view it as politics. The interpretation of it is not political. So they don't view it the way Sean Hannity or people who think like Hannity might view it.
Let me give you an example where I agree with you.
It's not politics to them.
I've watched your show enough to know that you have been a very strong advocate for more minorities in positions on the coaching side of football and other sports and in upper management. And I agree with you. I absolutely think that some of these organizations have been atrocious in terms of their outreach. There's so much talent out there, and I don't think I think they've gotten the message now, but it's taken people like you pointing it out for a long period of time to get that accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to stop. But in the same breath, the very people that I support getting these positions, to speak to your point, I'm going to hold them accountable to the importance of upholding the standard that comes with the job. And if you don't do that, there's a price that you have to pay, because what we don't want to do is dilute the importance of those circumstances.
Stay right there. I'm not cutting you off. I'm going to hold you over. I rarely do this. I'm going to hold you over, give you five more minutes on the other side. I've got to take a break. You understand that. No Mercy by Stephen A. Smith. It's launching September 26th, which is Monday. You don't want to miss it. I'm not sure what day I'm going to be on, but I'll be on. LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg will be on. I'm sure a lot of athletes are going to make it. We'll continue more with Stephen A. Smith on the other side as we continue. All right, I want to remind all of you that are believers in the Second Amendment like I am, you're going to love Henry Repeating Arms, a family-owned business, 25th anniversary, and they're giving away $1 million through their Guns for Great Causes charitable arm, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, Building Homes for Heroes, Children's Hospitals. They help vets, law enforcement, first responders. And you're going to love your Henry. I have, as you know, I'm a gun collector. I have a number of Henrys. I love every one of them. Every product comes with a lifetime guarantee. Every single Henry I own, the best craftsmanship I've ever seen in a firearm. It's accurate right out of the box. It's reliable. It's affordable. And you get the owner, Anthony's, personal guarantee, 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. They have a broad range of rimfires, both rimfire, centerfire calibers, 200 models to choose from. What I love is their unique variety of finishes, especially as a collector. There's something for everybody. If you're a hunter, an outdoorsman, maybe you need it for home defense, or you're a collector like I am. Anyway, you're gonna love your Henry. It's made in America or it's not made at all. Go to henryusa.com. One word, henryusa.com. They'll send you a free catalog, free decals, a list of dealers where you are, and you will love this company. You will love your Henry, and you will be as passionate about Henry Repeating Arms as I am.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls. Five more minutes with Stephen A. Smith. I will be a guest. I'm not sure what day yet. His new podcast is launching on Monday. It's called No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Starts Monday. I'm going to be one of his first guests. I know LL Cool J is going to be one. Snoop Dogg is going to be one. Why wouldn't you put all of us on together? I think that'd be a great podcast.
It would be a great podcast, but I'd have to prep them for you. First of all, you're going to do most of the talking. They'll have to get used to that. You're going to do most of the talking. You're going to give very little time to ask questions, okay? You're going to do all these things. And this is what I tell people about it. It's like, you know, you can't let Sean Hannity, you know, just give his spiel. I said, stop. That's him. Sean Hannity is Sean Hannity all day, every day. You ain't changing him. Okay?
Do people really bother? Do people give you a hard time because we're friends?
Yes, they do. They do. They don't understand why I can talk. I can even talk to you because I don't share a lot of your views. But the bottom line is, I tell him all the time. First of all, sometimes he's actually right. I hate to admit it, but he is. Number one. Number two, listen, the bottom line is this. You've always been real about who you are. And I'm good with that. I don't have to agree with you to respect you and where you're coming from. When I don't like something, I pick up the phone and call you. If I'm challenged with something that you're saying, you know, when I get to listen to you, I let you know. And regardless,
oh, you let me know.
Regardless of what you'll tell other people, you actually do say, from time to time, it's rare, but you have actually said to me, you got a good point. I got
you. But, you know, I'll tell you the one thing that, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you the one thing that bonds us, one thing that where our friendship lies. We both have a strong belief in God, a creator,
natural
law. We're endowed by our creator. I believe God created every man, woman, and child on this earth. That for me is fundamental, and it is basic, and it is ingrained in my heart, mind, and soul.
Okay.
And I want every human being, the word education is rooted in the Latin derivative, educare, to bring forth from within. I believe every child born has talent and ability directly given to them from God, and a good education nurtures that talent. You have to live in a safe town and community. You have to have law and order to have it. You need a school that teaches reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, which we don't have in many places, unfortunately. And those are the things that I talk about. But, you know, when you have the common humanity, you can that's a great starting point for a friendship.
That's what it comes down to. It's a common humanity. There's quite a few things I don't agree with in terms of what you say, but it's not that. It's the fact that we've got politicians on Capitol Hill and their objective or some things that transpired behind the scenes that veer away from the kind of things you just alluded to. It's problematic for me in more ways than it is for you in some cases, and in more ways than it is for you than me in other cases. And so because of that, we sort of get lost in the shuffle because we think things should be done a different way. We think there's a different avenue that you could go down to accomplish.
Well, you can disagree
talking about, but it is a
without being
goal.
That disagreeable.
Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, you asked me for 20 minutes from your podcast, and I laughed. I said, right. "There's no way I'm going to be able to do. You're going to be able to do a 20 minute podcast. I'll predict it's going to go over an hour."
I predict that I'm going to cut you down to about 40 minutes. I can tell you that much. I mean, no matter how much you talk to, but I will tell you this, though. Here's the thing. You are right, because this is the thing. You say a lot of interesting and compelling things that open the floodgates of dialogue. And that's what I really got to give you credit for. Because even when I disagree with something, I love going to other people to regurgitate what you said to see how they would feel and how they react when the cameras are off and they're away from everybody else. Those kind of things are food for thought, and you always provide that. So I really appreciate that coming from you, well, as annoying as you can be.
Well, why don't we end it on that high note, as That's annoying right. as you can be. All right, here's the deal. Do you know what day you want me next week for this podcast, or you don't know yet?
I'm going to have you, not yet. I'm going to have you on within the next 2 weeks. I might, the first okay. 2 weeks is where I'm going, and I might close that second week, which I don't know yet. I don't know yet. It depends on how you sound and what you say. I don't know.
So you're going to edit it. You already said you're going to edit it. All right.
Listen, you know how you are. I might have an hour to get in five questions with you. Come on.
Maybe. If you got to five in an hour, that'd be a record of anybody interviewing me. I usually take the ball and I don't stop. I run. That's a sports analogy. Listen, I'm proud of you. I'm honored to be your. I thank you for your friendship. I think the world of you.
Same here.
You made my son's day. Frankly, you made his year when you spent time with him talking sports with him. He loved it.
Yeah.
We're all going to get together pretty soon.
The
new podcast is called No More. What's up?
And you're treating. Don't be cheap. You're treating.
I'm treating, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't be expecting. Linda, have I ever not paid for dinner?
Huh?
Linda's been around me for 20 years. Have I ever not paid for dinner when anybody goes out to dinner?
I would say that both you and Stephen A., dear friends, are equally giving and kind and always pay for everything.
It's my pleasure. Listen, I wish you all the success with this, continued success at ESPN. I'm proud to be your friend. I'm very honored that you come on the show, and I look forward to being on your podcast. It's called No Mercy, but they spell no, K-N-O-W. I'm not sure why, but Stephen will tell it. I'm sure explain it at some point. Sir, good luck starting Monday. All right, my friend.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Isn't he great? I just love Stephen A. Dave in Michigan. Dave, how are you? Glad you called.
Start with Stephen A., and that was no intention at all, but I don't think that a basketball game, a football game, or a baseball game is any place to show your anger and kneel for the game. I'm sorry, we have a flag. I've got uncles that died in Nam. I've got uncles that come from Nam just completely disturbed. I've got uncles that died later from Agent Orange. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm 50 years old right now, Sean. And I'm sorry. That just struck a chord with me. And that was not what I called to talk to you about, Sean.
That's all right. Well, listen, I understand you're responding to our conversation with Stephen A. What's on your mind today? What's going on in Michigan? By the way, you've got a gubernatorial candidate there that I think can do pretty well.
You know what? I'm really kind of dumbfounded because we've got to put people at the polls, honest to God. We've got to put Republicans at the polls to watch this stuff. I believe that Detroit was stolen from us. And I'm not kidding. I mean, why would they put paper all over the window and stop us from coming in to watch the counts? I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And there is a two-standard system, Sean. There's no doubt about it. And I realized that when I started listening to you and telling me about Hillary, you know, I mean, and Bleachbit, never heard of it before. You know, I mean, it is. It's a two-standard system. Look at the FBI. My gosh, look at what Biden's done and his son. And are you kidding me? If Trump did that stuff, they'd be all over him. Right now they're trying to attack him just for the fact that they can't. I mean, they want to stop him from running for president, Sean. You know that. I know that. I mean, it is absolutely unreal. Blows my mind what a system we have here. When I found out how crooked the FBI was, I mean, unreal. I told my wife, I said, are you kidding me? Are we living in a third world country or what? My wife is right beside me, you know, voting for Donald Trump and voting. I mean, we're MAGA. So unfortunately, they may be coming for us, Sean. You know, it's crazy.
Listen, right now, what we're hearing, and I can't wait to hear from more from these whistleblowers. We heard from John Solomon today, and one whistleblower. But we're now learning that these FBI agents are saying that that once great agency now has been taken over by politics. It's been politicized. We already know that the DOJ is weaponized. We already know we have a dual system of justice. This is why in 46 days, the people you elect, and I'm talking about at the state level, AGs that you are electing, the governors that you are electing that will have standards in terms of voting, et cetera, integrity standards, so everyone can have confidence in election outcomes. And we don't have, you know, the constant never-ending chaos, especially in some states. We need all of this. It's good for the country.
Sorry, John. We've already found out that there's two different standards for Governor Whitmer here and the rest of the country. I mean, as soon as we start dealing with COVID. Her husband's going to get his boat out of a freaking dock, and she said that we can't use a boat with a motor. My gosh, I'm a fisherman, Sean. My father-in-law is 70 years old, and him and I have been best friends since I met my wife, which was 40 years ago. And we fish and we hunt, but we weren't allowed to use a motor? What the heck's that got to do with COVID, Sean? It doesn't.
Yeah.
So,
all right, I got to roll, my friend. God bless you. Appreciate you being with us. South Carolina, Peter, on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, Sean. Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I've been a longtime listener and started listening to you when you were just on that local station in that little city called New York City.
Wow.
Anyways, I've got 38 years of commercial real estate experience, and I have a few thoughts and comments that I wanted to share with you and your audience, okay, with regard to appraisals and that litigation that's taken place in New York State, if I may, okay?
Yes, sir.
I started to look at that 222 pages, and I read about 30 pages, and I gave up on it. I mean, it's just loaded with a bunch of fill, okay? But anyways, my comment is bank valuation is different than property valuation. The bank is only interested in one thing, risk. Okay, they're not really interested in appraisals. They measure risk, and that's all they care about. When they consider a loan, they try to arrive at the loan amount and minimize any risk that they have. They look at the borrower,
right.
They look at the asset value. And in many cases, they look at it on a global scale. They look at the assets that the borrower owns. So they're not just looking at that one asset. They're conservative, and they look at more than their value. It's all about the ability to repay the loan if something should go wrong.
Mm-hmm. To me, this is the dumbest thing ever. I mean, anyone that's ever done a real estate deal, anybody knows that you have to get an appraisal. And appraisals can vary. I mean, people take into account different factors. They might come up with a different number. That's why anybody that's going to lend money, any real financial institution, any real bank is going to do their own due diligence, their own valuations, and they're going to make a determination whether or not your valuation is real and correct or not. And if there's a disagreement, you might negotiate it out, or they're just going to say no, and they're going to deny your application for the loan. They're not going to give it to you. They have a responsibility financially, a fiduciary responsibility to people that put money in their financial institution to make money. It's not that complicated.
Exactly. You know, I deal with this every single day, and I performed a number of what we call BOVs, or broker opinion evaluations. It's an opinion, okay? And I've worked with appraisers over the years, and I look at the computer every single day, and I deal with investors, buyers, sellers, and we use the same approach to arrive at value, but they don't represent real value. We only provide an opinion. An appraiser only provides an opinion. Big difference, you know, there's a big difference between market value and
listen, I know people value. That tell me all the time, my home is worth blankety, 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 blank. It's up so much money since, okay, it's really only worth that if you can get a buyer that will pay that. You can think it's worth, let's say you think your home is worth $1 million. Well, you can think that, But unless somebody's willing to pay $1 million for that home, it's not really worth $1 million. Now you look at comparable sales in a neighborhood, it gives you a pretty good feel of what the going rate might be, and you might come to an educated guess. You probably are somewhere in that area. But then you have market forces that might change the dynamics. If you go back 6 months ago, you had people, day one, open house, and flooded with 25 potential buyers, and five of the buyers are offering above asking price and bidding against each other to get the house because of the scarcity in the market. And you see that it's still happening in some places in Florida, but not like it was. But I think Florida will fare better because they have an influx, a migration of Florida from other states, and states like New York are going to be hit really hard in the real estate market. Anyway, you make really good points. It's just sad that this is all about politics and it's all about destroying one family, one person, and one corporation. I think Professor Dershowitz is right. Letitia James, based on her comments running for office, should have recused herself in this case. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Did you know your home address? That is part of the public record. That means cyber thieves can use that one data point as their starting point to attempt various types of identity theft crimes against you. Now, if they know where you live, well, that they can also give bad actors an ability to redirect your mail without your authorization, send you official looking scam letters in the hopes that you'll reply with personal information. Look, all of us are putting personal information out there in public on the internet every single day. And LifeLock.com by Norton sees all of these threats that we would otherwise miss on our own. If they find information of yours that's compromised, you'll get an alert. If you're a victim of identity theft, you'll get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. It's a low annual rate, and you can save an additional 25% off your first year when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK, mention my last name, Hannity, 25% off, or go to LifeLock.com, 25% off with the promo code Hannity. Protect your good name, reputation, finances, credit score, 1-800-LIFELOCK. LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. All right, McCarthy, Republicans running on their commitments to America. We'll talk to them about how serious they are about these promises, these pledges. It needs to be a solemn vow to fight for those Make America Great Again principles, America First principles. Also, Newt Gingrich will weigh in on it. All coming up, 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Tonight, Hannity, Fox News, news you'll never get from the mob and the media. We'll see you tonight. Have a great weekend. Back here Monday.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.